recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get on. Woo, get it on, man. How you doing there, Drewzy?
Yeah, all right.
There. You all right? Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. Bye-bye. Got some phone calls up in the hizzy.
And take line some, five if you want.
Line five?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm going to talk about some stuff.
All right. Let's talk to Matt, 44, Michigan. Matt in the house.
Hi, guy.
Hi, guy.
Dr. Drew, hey now.
Hey now.
Had a question for you, sir. I'm wondering, my wife's a primary care doctor, and she's looking with all the regulations and crap that they have to deal with.
It's unbelievable.
Into moving. I'm sorry?
It's unbelievable.
It really is.
Yeah.
And she's looking into maybe moving toward a direct patient care model, and I'm just curious what your thoughts are on that. It's
you
kind
have
of a
to,
big leap for us.
Well, meaning what? Meaning a practice?
Yeah, leaving and reestablishing with kind of just that flat fee subscription type service.
Oh, so a what do they call that? The concierge type service.
Is that what they call
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So, yeah, I mean, that's about the only way you can do it now. That's the only way you can do it properly, because otherwise you can't pay your employees. You literally can't pay your rent, can't pay your employees. So, yeah, you got to do something like that unless you get involved with a big system. And then what you're going to be doing is supervising a bunch of nurse practitioners and PAs.
Well, what's the plan with healthcare?
And the plan is no plan now, it seems like to me. I've been involved with that HEAL organization, which is great, and it shows that primary care doctors are very happy to go do primary care when you get out of their way. And it's not expensive.
Exactly.
And it's not expensive. It's not expensive at
all.
What
do you think about single payer or Obamacare?
I'm actually okay with a single payer as long as it's a multi-tiered system that you have options. You know, you can. It's sort of the way California Care is working out.
Does the definition of single payer just basically mean the government pays for it?
Mm. Taxpayers pay for it.
Well, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Taxpayers. Thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. One system. Like Medicare. Like everybody's under Medicare system.
I don't. I like a little competition out there. I feel like things suffer when there's no competition. I was think I may have been telling you on one show, but maybe I hadn't. But I was listening to Dennis Prager's show, as I'm apt to do. A guy called in. He said, "I review motorcycles for a living." Dennis just asked him what you do for a living. And he said, "I review motorcycles for like a magazine or online, whatever." And Dennis said, "Which one's the best?" And he said, "They're all so good now that it's really about just sort of personal style. There is no better. Kawasaki or Suzuki or Honda or Harley or everything, all the comeback, Indian, all the Norton, all the stuff that used to exist that has come back now. It's all so good that you really just decide what kind of riding you want to do or what aesthetic you're into, but it's that good." And I thought, how good would it be if it was just all Suzuki? Like we just awarded the contract to Suzuki and we just went, "Hey, it's 1979, Suzuki, that's it."
And in 20 years, take a look back on what they're doing.
Would they be that good? I mean, think about how good motorcycles are, how reliable they are, how all the safety they've worked into these things now with all the anti-this, lock this, and skid that, and all this stuff. Like, they have to be so good all the time. Otherwise, they're going out of business. And I like that imperative.
Listen, we know this competition is good for performance. We know it.
Yes.
There's not any debate about that.
All right. I'd like to.
But when you've already severely adulterated the system, you've injected a third party between the doctor and the patient, which is the insurer. And it's all changed as a result. There should be other options out there, and some of them may be more free markety. I'm all for that.
I'd like to thank lifelock.com. Use the promo code Adam. TrueCar.com. Lisa.com/Adam. Promo code Adam. And download Pluto TV, all your favorite devices, and thank you for that. So Gary's been looking for Kamala Harris for
Hours.
Hours. Sounding like Maya Rudolph. But I think she may have been doing Beyonce. Maybe that was it. Maybe that was it on Prince's show. If that was Beyonce that was on Prince's show on SNL, was that Beyonce or is that just his lady singer friend?
Yeah, I don't remember.
Now Beyonce is starting to sound familiar. So if you can hear her doing Beyonce, then maybe that's it. I'll try to figure it out. And I do, I did love Fred Armisen as Prince. Uh-huh. He used to do Crank Yankers.
Fred did? Oh, fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And he would do this great American Indian. But it was very funny because it was like very subdued, and it was funny as hell. Hey, Matt.
Yeah.
You done with Drew?
I am. I just wanted to get his take on.
I think it's a good thing. It's a good thing. You can give good service. Your patients appreciate it. She'll enjoy her work. It's good.
Now Matt has to see, or Gary has to see if he can find Fred Armisen as the American Indian on Crank Yankers. All right. I have no recollection of what he would do. I just remember him as like Chief Proudfoot or something. And it was just very funny because it was very subdued. Like it was low key. Wasn't out there. Wasn't pushing it.
Wasn't over the top.
Wasn't over the top. Yeah. And for some reason, oftentimes, that can be awesome.
So while he's looking for that, I had an interesting experience. Mm. So this whole Kavanaugh thing, I think, put sort of a sense of guilt into the collective unconscious in some way. And so I'm like constantly like evaluating myself and look at what did I do. I woke up in the middle of the night. I mean, I could not sleep and I was overcome with guilt thinking about when I stole my cousin's Batman ring when I was 5.
Mm.
Just overcome by guilt. Like I couldn't sleep. I was so
she just raped the shit out of that Batman ring?
My cousin to get the Batman ring, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The point is that isn't that weird? Something I haven't thought of in 50 years. Just all of a sudden it's like in my – why am I thinking of that?
Well, you know, it's funny. It made me – yeah, I'll tell you one thing it made me think about. And I think everyone does it. You think you got some Beyonce and Kamala Harris?
Yeah, who do you want to start with?
Start with – I don't know. Let's start with Kamala and let's see if it sounds like Maya Rudolph.
Well, listen, I think it's going to be about, it comes down to credibility to your point, Gail, and it's going to be about listening to what each party has to say, but I believe her. Listen.
Okay. Right.
Press is deleting 2 months worth of text messages.
Prince, I... You could skip ahead to some other parts. It's all okay. Short clips of her. Excuse me.
Yeah, it's got a little of it.
It's back in her throat.
It's the back of her throat.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the back of her throat.
It's in the back of her throat, yeah.
Is that what that is?
Yep.
And when Maya Rudolph does Beyonce, she goes...
No.
How? Right, she kind of goes to the back of her throat. I don't care if you got another one. We'll hear it. I had a thought. I think I'll buy Gary a little time there.
This is about guilt. While you're buying this family, I'm reminding you guys about Pluto TV. I love these guys.
Okay.
Leading streaming television service. Watch over 100 TV channels, thousands of movies on demand, completely free. Never ask for a credit card. You don't need to sign up. You just go to the app store, download the app. Pow. You're watching TV. Now, if you've not followed my instructions to this point, I want you to now. Just go to your app store, download Pluto TV. It is free. By the time I'm done talking, you will be looking at a very extensive menu of 100 TV channels, thousands of movies. You will never pay for TV again by downloading Pluto TV. Why wait? Do it right now. Pluto TV, free on all your favorite devices, including phone, Roku, Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, Smart TV, PlayStation, anywhere you stream. That's where your Pluto should go. And now available on channel 501 is the chassis channel, the Corolla channel, now available. Do it. 100 channels, thousands of movies, completely free. They don't ask for a credit card. They will never ask for any credit card or sign up or anything. It's just an app on your phone and it works. Free TV, Pluto TV.
I was thinking about, you know, so the Kavanaugh thing. I was thinking about Well, some could argue, well, maybe he did this in high school, but he put together a 35-year run of being a pretty good guy and a family man. So when do we forgive and how does this work? And do you change and have you changed? And I was thinking, because it came up semi-recently on my podcast, which is when I was attacked in the street by a bunch of hoodlums.
This is where you had your broken knee or whatever at the time or something?
Yeah. And the leader of the pack, not the leader of the pack, one of the guys in the pack came up behind me, hit me the baseball bat.
In the broken knee, right?
Well, yes, but he got the wrong knee.
Ah.
But he didn't know which knee was which. He was just he wasn't 16. He was probably 20. Maybe he was 19. But he came up behind me and took a swing at me with a bat. When I talked to him later on in life on the radio show, because, you know, everything's good for the air.
He called in?
We tracked him down.
Oh, wow.
We talked to him. He went on to basically explain, you could tell he wasn't proud of it. And he works as a private pilot now and seems to have his life in order pretty well. And when I said, what about the other two dudes? There's a Mexican guy and there's a black guy who I fought as well. What happened to those guys? I think he basically said in and out of prison or maybe just in prison. And then what I was thinking about the other day is, yeah, there are kind of two roads you can go as a troubled youth. You can keep going and go to prison, or you can put the bat down and start to change course and become a productive member of society, which I assume this guy is now that he's a pilot.
You
the
could
discipline
argue
and the whatever.
His impulses were amongst the most problematic of the group, too, right?
I would say the other two guys have this sort of fighting and a fair fight, and he kind of came up behind me with a baseball bat.
And intended to hit your surgerized knee.
In theory. It's not been proven.
All right.
But either way, at some point, he saw the error in his ways, and he decided to start focusing on career or whatever, and I'm sure he's doing fine today.
Did he apologize at this radio interview? Do you remember?
I don't remember him apologizing. I remember him being embarrassed about this chapter in his life and a little reluctant to even speak about it, probably thinking that professionally this wasn't a great thing to have on his resume.
Right.
And I remember just a sort of reluctance meets not too happy about going back and reliving this thing.
Yeah.
And element of, Jesus Christ, you had to end up on the fucking radio. You couldn't have just stayed on a construction site and died like your parents wanted you to do. you had to get a microphone.
That's hysterical.
Because you got to be careful, right?
Yeah.
Most people, you hit the baseball bat, they just die on a construction site. No one hears it. They don't blab into a microphone. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So, but it did make me think this was a group of dudes and they ended up going different directions, right? Mm-hmm. Which you can do. Should be a little room for that in our society. And you go, well, do you want this man sitting on the highest court of the land or whatever it is? And I kind of go, in a way.
Well, you could ask, do you want this man flying aircrafts?
Well, that's what I was saying. You want this man flying commercial aircraft?
Yeah.
And my thing is sort of like, then I started kind of thinking of you, and I was like, I kind of want ex-junkies as counselors. Like, make sure you put together 20 years of sobriety. Mm-hmm. But yes, I do want the guys who were selling drugs and selling their grandma's jewelry. Whatever. Those indiscretions or transgressions in the past, I'm all right with those guys fixing their life and going this direction. In a weird way, I feel like I like them a little more than the guys who just kind of floated through the whole time.
Very useful. I mean, they can really make a big difference, that population. But
what population?
The recovering part. You know,
yeah, well, I'm using it as a metaphor, basically, to say I'm willing to give people second chances.
How weird. How much is in the vapors now for us as men to feel guilty that I literally was unable to sleep because of that thought from 50 years ago, 55 years ago.
Well, let's see if we find the boxes here. White, male, heterosexual,
should be fed to swine. Did you see that tweet?
Yeah, that was a tweet from
a law professor.
A law professor. Yeah. Didn't seem very
And a friend of mine looked into her stuff a little bit, and he said she's a brilliant writer. She writes about the Middle East and stuff, and she's actually very humorous, but has extreme opinions and didn't and thought this was funny, or thought it was a common enough thought that it would be okay to say it. Think about that.
Well, if you are
white men should be killed and fed to swine after they're castrated.
Well, to be fair, when she wasn't talking about feeding their castrated scrotums to swine. What you mean them? You can find that tweet now, Max. Now, poor Matt's got to look for everything. All right, any more Beyonce that we can find? I was sort of satisfied with what you got. It's a little back of the throat action, but yeah, if there's any more in there,
it's a little, it's pretty similar. But I've got another section from the same skit.
Let's hear it.
All right.
Nancy Grace, all your singing has scared Prince. He has decided to hide.
I love that sketch. Yeah, it's the back of the throat thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Kamala Harris has the same cadence. All right, let me tell you about any Indian guy from... Oh, man, you guys are on top of it. Now you got to find the tweet from whom?
Her name was Wright or something? What was her name?
Georgetown professor, yeah. Christine Fair.
Fair, that's right.
I'll tell you about Lisa. Distracted, forgetting things, making mistakes at work, quality night's sleep.
Waking up feeling guilty in the middle of the night?
That's right, about the decoder ring I got from Robin.
It wasn't even that.
Right? Mattress, the right mattress can make all the difference in the world. More than 30 years of experience in the mattress engineering department, hundreds of hours of testing, fraction of the cost of traditional mattresses. Three foam layers provide cooling, pressure relief, body contouring, and support. Over 300,000 happy Lisa sleepers agree. Mm-hmm. Lisa is the best mattress at the best value. Order your Lisa, that's two E's, Lisa mattress online at lisa.com/Adam with the promo code Adam. Try it risk-free for 100 nights over 3 months. Ships direct in a convenient box, and it's free shipping and on returns as well. Right, Drew?
Find the right mattress for you at lisa.com/Adam and get the rest you need tonight. Get up to $160 off the Lisa mattress or the $235 off the luxury Sapira mattress, S-A-P-I-R-A, Sapira. And free shipping on the Lisa mattresses at lisa.com/Adam. Enter promo code Adam at checkout. That is L-E-E-S-A, lisa.com/Adam, promo code Adam.
This is Fred Armistead doing what? Chief, who? What's this?
I believe the character's name is David Yellowfeather.
David.
Is this a Crank Yankers with Sharon Osbourne? What a funny combo.
Good evening, it's called Stash.
Hi, my name is David Yellowfeather. I bought a dream catcher in your store about a month ago, and I'm having problems with it.
If you'd like us to exchange it or something similar, I haven't heard anything about the dream catchers.
Yes, dear. Let me tell you, my dreams have, ever since I bought it, have been very disturbing. At first, I was having a recurring dream about a fat squaw and a husk of ceremonial corn. Where are these things made?
I'm not sure, sir.
I think I'm having a teenage girl's dreams. I dreamt about some cute boy named Luke Hansen who I wanted to take me to the prom or something.
Yeah?
I don't understand.
Well, to be honest, sir, I don't understand either. You might want to call Elaine back in the morning.
Dream pitcher.
All right. Last night, dear, just so you know, in the dream, I followed a deer in the dream. He took me to a Duran Duran concert, and we were all talking about the war in Grenada. Now, I ask you, that is odd, is it not?
I never had such dreams before.
You've had no other complaints like this at all?
No, none.
I haven't seen the horny twins in my dreams in over a month. I don't mean to burden you with this at all, no, but I'm greatly disturbed by it.
This is really weird. I'm not sure what to tell you.
I used to be visited by provocative animal spirits, the raven, the cougar, the moose cow. They would present their hindquarters to me and do wonderful, inviting gestures. Now they show up, they just stand there. No tongues, nothing. Are these dream catchers blessed before you sell them?
I'm unsure whether they're blessed or not. I think that they might be manufactured. I don't know.
You think they're manufactured?
Yes. You
are they designed to catch, as you would say in your culture, moistened water or wet dreams? Are they designed to do that?
I don't know how to help you. I think your questions are becoming obscene. So I think that maybe you need to call.
I used to dream about wolf packs. Now all I get is straight man-girl sex. It's terrible. And I don't mean that in any provocative way at all.
Oh, okay.
It would help me a great deal if I could do a very quick blessing just to purify the dream catchers that you have there so this doesn't happen again.
All right.
Hi! Dreams.
I told you.
Oh no!
I told you it's great because his name is David Yellowfeather. Like he's not pushing.
But the elaborateness of the sets at that point in the Crank Yanker's life was pretty amazing.
Yeah,
with all the shop that she was walking around in while she was talking.
The
on the
thing
phone.
That made me laugh is there's dream catchers and then dream pitchers. Yeah.
Oh my god!
I should get more credit.
Yes.
All right. Let me tell you about life. So how great was that? So the great thing about Fred's character there is that he was just kind of muted,
yeah,
very muted, and it made it. It didn't
sound comical.
Were
you guys doing the
comical
thing that you do when he was doing that? That all come from him? Was it you guys with the dry erase boards that you did with me? Because the ideas were so long, so elaborate. I wondered if they were just piling out of his head, or if you guys were throwing up the.
I remember certain recording sessions. I remember working with you. I remember working with Dane Cook. I remember working with many others, but David Alan Grier and some people like that. But I do not remember being there with Fred. Mm. Although you have to keep in mind, Fred Armistead wasn't really Fred Armistead back then. Armisen?
The way Armisen, he's known to be. Yeah, Armisen.
Armisen. He was, you know, not... I don't think he was on SNL. I don't think he was on SNL. Or if he was like just on SNL. Yeah. And it wasn't really, you know... No Portlandia or anything. So it was like you didn't take much notice of some of these guys. Like Fred Armisen is coming. I'm like, who's Fred Armisen? Like, he does the Indian guy. Okay.
Yeah.
And it was just always a kind of a catch-as-catch-can of who was going that weekend to produce or to do the whatever. Yeah, sometimes you would, sometimes you wouldn't.
Oh, so you might not even have been there.
Literally. I may not have been there. Or if I was, I can't recall. I was in there for a lot.
That's such an elaborate.
Probably just had gotten on to SNL. And by the way, he wasn't a big, he was a very quiet player for the first couple of seasons, as I recall. What were you saying?
Me?
Yeah.
Just how elaborate the puppetry and the sets were. I was just amazed. It's just such a great, why aren't you guys doing that again?
Maybe we will be, Drew.
How about that?
Maybe we will be. I'll give you the exclusive when I can. All right. First, I'll tell you about LifeLock. Probably heard by now that hackers exploited a security vulnerability at Facebook, potentially exposing personal information from nearly 50 million accounts. With your personal info, criminals can open accounts, file tax returns, and buy property. There's so many threats in today's connected world, and it just takes one weak link for criminals to get in. New LifeLock Identity Theft Protection adds the power of Norton Security to help protect against threats to your identity and devices you can't easily see or fix on your own. It's 2018, people. Let's protect ourselves. Let's get LifeLock. This is the way you're going to be a victim of crime in these modern times. It's going to be having your identity taken. It's LifeLock, right, Drew?
No one can stop every cyber threat, prevent all identity theft, or monitor transactions as all businesses. But new LifeLock with Norton Security can see threats you might miss on your own. Go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK. Use promo code ADAM for extra 10% off your first year, plus a $25 Amazon gift card with annual enrollment. That is promo code ADAM. Terms apply. Hey, why don't we play tomorrow the Crank Anchors we did where we we shamed that kid for talking about being a male prostitute. Do you remember that one?
I do remember that one.
It's a pretty good Crank Anchor.
You got the tweet up there. That's Christine Fair.
There it is. Look at the chorus of entitled white men justifying a serial rapist arrogated entitlement. All of them deserve miserable
What's
deaths.
Arrogated?
Look it up. I don't know. Probably unremitting. Like
Would it be fair to typify him as a serial rapist?
No. All of them deserve.
Has there ever been a better time to be an actual serial rapist?
All of them deserve miserable deaths while feminists
it's
laugh.
Take a claim or something without justification.
Okay. All of them deserve miserable deaths while feminists laugh as they take their last gasp. Bonus, we castrate their corpses and feed them to swines. Yes?
See the. Oh, the corpses. Yeah. Feed them to swine. Yes. All right. Seems like a strong opinion.
Yeah, I'd say so. That's all. Yeah. Opinions go. It's kind of out there.
Chorus of entitled white men. say what you will about white men, but we win a lot of wars and invent a lot of shit. So let's give the devil his due. Yeah?
Historically, if you weren't in control, women would have been unleashed to invent even more.
Uh-huh.
See?
Then you get to, who started World War One and World War Two? And you go, white man. And then you get into Japanese guys. It gets a little murky, right?
A little murky.
Do we consider Japanese men white men? Or do we just consider Japanese guys in a certain income bracket white men? It's unclear. Then we have to go back and look at World War Two and try to figure that out. Hitler, that was a white guy.
Yeah.
But he's a, European.
Yeah.
We tend to give them, the benefit of the doubt.
The Europeans?
Well, the folks that hate men.
They don't hate
Europeans.
Oh, is that true? Men. Oh, I thought everything because a lot of white men came from Europe, that was especially problematic.
But they didn't get evil until they got here.
Okay.
See what I'm saying?
Well, that makes sense.
You don't hear them talking that much crap about white guys in Europe. They're more sophisticated.
In Sweden or Norway.
There's a funny quote. Poor Gary. Man, it's going to run all over the place. But there was a funny quote where somebody said to some – it's a famous quote, but it's of an economist. And basically somebody said there are no there's no homelessness or no poverty in Sweden or Norway, one of those nations. And the guy, the economist said, amongst the population of Swedes or Norwegians in the United States, there is no homelessness and poverty either. So if you want to break it down that way, then you can break it down that way.
Huh,
that was a kind of an interesting response. Interesting. Yes, Drew?
Here's an interesting response, which is True Car. Some tips you might need to know. True Car gives used cars. You can get used cars as well as new cars through a certified dealer network, nationwide inventory of nearly
Norwegians.
Million used cars. I didn't want to correct you.
Thank you.
You can enjoy real pricing, true pricing on actual inventory, meaning when you lock in a price, it includes fees and accessories, and you've locked in a price for an actual vehicle on a True Car certified dealer's lot. And you'll experience a more simpler buying experience whether you're buying new or used. You get to see what others paid so you know you're getting a good deal. The certified dealers set their prices competitively. They want your business. And you'll enjoy a faster buying experience when you connect with a True Car certified dealer. It's actual vehicle that you lock in. You learn about it. You see what others are paying. You lock in the price. You get a true price. And when you're ready to buy new or used, check out True Car. Enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features not available in all states.
All right. You can go to adamcarolla.com. Live shows coming up all over the place and all different kinds of shows as well. So one coming near you. check it out. Chassis, C-H-A-S-S-Y. Got lots of movies over there to look at. Go to mcorolla.com and get some cool merch. We got lots of new merch, and check out that Podcast One app. Say hi to Rob Riggle on Riggle's Picks. It's a sports podcast, and it's funny because Rob is super funny. You can check that out on Podcast One. What you got, Drew?
Go to drdrew.com. I'm getting the opiate series, the history of opiates in this country, on an audiobook, and we may parse it out in some podcasts as well. Get the family of podcasts there. And to get on the contact list and check out my Instagram, Dr. Drew Pinsky, where you can, I'll do some live TV and you can ask questions and show up on the screen with me.
So until next time, Adam Kroll for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo.
This is Corolla Digital.
Yeah, Pluto TV, the leading free streaming television service. You can watch over 100 channels, thousands of movies, on demand. Well, it's free. It's completely free. Normally when you hear on demand, you go, how much? Nope, not with Pluto TV. They never ask for a credit card. It's all legal. Just go log on and get it done. The time I'm doing this, you could have Pluto TV, download Pluto TV for free. And do it on your Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, smart TVs, your phone, whatever. And check out Chassis, C-H-A-S-S-Y, our channel, available now on Pluto TV.